Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
The retail order period for Erie County's sale of municipal bonds to help Erie County finance construction of the new Bills Stadium raised quite a bit of money. WBEN's Tom Puckett tells us how much.
How many residents took up Erie County on its retail Bills bond offer?
Well, we had about 100 individuals come in and place orders for a total of about $2.7 million.
Comptroller Kevin Hardwick says he's pleased those people took advantage of Monday's opportunity. Tuesday opened the door to institutional buyers.
When we look at the total, we've got it over $200 million in orders in. And we have, we're only looking to raise $125 million.
Hardwick says with institutional orders oversubscribed, not every order will be fulfilled. Find out how, which ones will be online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you. A lot of money.
Yeah,
not a ton of buyers, but a lot of money spent in day one and even more from the institutional investors in day two.
And the window's closed, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
They've raised what they wanted to for bonding for Erie County's portion of the stadium. So you can read more, WBEN.com. Meanwhile, in the city of Buffalo, Buffalo's Common Council yesterday debated a resolution that would ask city attorneys to give a formal opinion on whether the city charter could be amended to fill a potential district vacancy. The discussion comes as we wait to see if Mayor Brown will accept a position as president and CEO of Western Regional OTB. If he did, Council President Chris Scanlon would serve as acting mayor, but it's unclear if anyone would be able to fill his current South District seat. There was a public referendum back over 20 years ago that eliminated at-large council members, established a current line of succession to the office of mayor. But now we wait to see what comes next. We'll be speaking with members of the Common Council later this morning on WBEN.
NYSEG customers getting the opportunity to ask questions about their new smart meters in person this week. WBEN's Zach Penkew was there to hear some of their concerns.
NYSEG customers are questioning whether or not their new smart meters are really that smart.
I'm still questioning the meters. There's a lot of people that are up in arms, so that gives me the idea that I'm not in a unique situation myself. So I'm going to continue to monitor this, and I told them that.
One of the customers, Michael, says he's been doing his own readings for years and is frustrated that he has to pay a fee just because he opted out of having one installed.
I'm a disabled combat veteran. There's a lot of us in that same situation. You want to thank me? Don't charge me the $14. That's how you thank me for my service and everybody else who served this great country.
Christopher Nosby, a representative for the company, says that because of the influx of complaints and questions people have about their bills, they're going around to different communities to address these problems one-on-one.
A customer is always welcome to call into our toll-free 1-800 number for any kind of concerns or questions that they may have about their bill. What we like to do is bring actual customer service reps into a community to sit down one-on-one with a customer face-to-face to be able to kind of review everything across their bill, help explain any questions that they have, and hopefully provide them the information that they're looking for.
You can read more about the story on our website, Zach Penkew, WBEN.com News.
All right, Zach, thank you. Zach was in Clarence yesterday. Two more meetings will be held for NYSEG customers from noon until 2 at the DePue Municipal Building on Manitow and from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Alden Municipal Building on Broadway today.
Okay, a couple of opportunities for residents to sound off, as you heard right there. It's 5:06 on WBEN. The CEO of the pharmaceutical giant that makes the popular GLP-1 drugs Ozempic and Wegovy summoned to Capitol Hill to answer questions about the high cost of those drugs. Wegovy sells at a retail price of $1,300 for a month's supply in the U.S. It's much higher than what customers in other countries pay.
In the U.S., you have
healthcare companies, you have drug makers, you have pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs, this word that's thrown out all the time and was used multiple times by the CEO in the hearing yesterday, who are all playing a part in this complicated negotiating process. And because of that, there are more openings where the prices can be higher, there's less consistency, and ultimately, Americans kind of don't always end up knowing what they're going to pay, a lot of times even after they've gotten the drug.
It's Elizabeth Schulze, who says the company claims drug prices are set by a number of different market forces.
The Sabres left last night for Europe, where they'll play an international exhibition and then begin their season with a pair of games next week. Head coach Lindy Ruff talked about what he hopes to get out of the trip.
We got to make sure we get something out of it every day. It's great to be together, because when you're at home here for a training camp, after the day's done, you're on your own, you go your own way. Now being together, we're going to fly together, practice, we'll be in the hole together, meals will be together. There's a lot of really positive about, being together for a period of time. You get to know your players, they get to know us. Each day when you practice, you're trying to work on something that gets you better.
All right, a lot of team bonding going on with this trip out in Europe. Then they come back for the home opener on October 10th.
Well, they've solved a riddle that, so many people have asked, like, can I be two places at once? And for the Sabres over the next week, they are. Because as the Sabres were leaving for Germany, the Sabres were in Pittsburgh beating the Penguins in another preseason game. How can that happen? Well, there's two basically separate teams. While the Sabres are in Europe, the Sabres, using the air quotation marks, are still playing preseason games here in the U.S., including a home game, another one, a little bit later on this week, that'll be mostly players who are going to be playing in Rochester or maybe
thinking,
somewhere else.
Are these Amerks that are really in Sabres jerseys?
Yeah, it's an American in a Sabres body. That's what's going to be here. But it's kind of strange because we're going to be talking about the team being in Europe, and yet people are going to see, hey, wait, they're playing here. What's going on?
Yeah.
They're using a lot of carbon on this plane going back and forth. No, not the case. They're over there.
It's kind of like the A team and the B team?
Pretty much. You hate to say that, they know. They start the Sabres, who are over in Europe right now. They play an exhibition Friday in Germany. And then a week from this Friday, they kick off their actual season with real games that count against the Devils in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, Czechia, right?
Yes. A few games to watch with the real team that's, gearing up for a season that is right around the corner.
That's cool. And, I'm glad they're going now, just so they can kind of get used to the time change and all that.
Yeah.
And be all good when the real season gets underway for
them. Did the Bills last year have an option to leave 2 weeks before their first game?
And we know what happened.
I don't think they were able to, but, oh, man. Well, good luck to the Sabres over in Europe this morning.
The place where a lot of people discover new music these days, TikTok, is shutting down its music streaming service.
TikTok and music go hand in hand these days. The platform where dance trends are born has been helping new and old songs go viral for a couple of years now, so the expansion into music streaming with TikTok Music seemed like a natural fit. But the service, which was only in a handful of countries, including Mexico and Australia, and not the US, is shutting down. TikTok saying in a statement it will instead focus on its add-to-music app, which allows users to save songs to their preferred streaming services. Jason Adelson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Okay, so TikTok Music shutting down, and if the government has its way, TikTok in
altogether
total might be shutting down soon.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Mostly cloudy skies today. Some scattered showers and thundershowers, especially later this afternoon with highs in the low 70s. Scattered showers and thundershowers overnight with overnight lows in the upper 50s. On Thursday, we start with clouds and with some sunshine. We're in the low 70s. Partly to mostly cloudy skies, mid 70s on Friday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Kevin Beckman is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Marriage Lifeline Vice President of Health, Home, and Crisis Interventions with Best Self. Tonight, WBEN and hundreds of Odyssey stations around the country are airing a two-hour program called I'm Listening to bring more awareness to mental health discussions. You know, Kevin, in your work, how important are these conversations?
I think the first I would say good morning and ask how are you doing before we get started.
I think we're well. Thank
awesome.
You.
I think the conversations are very important, and how we start the conversations is equally important. And one of the things I think that we could do to really start the conversation, Susan, is to ask people how they're doing. Right? Sometimes we often listen to respond as opposed to listening to understand. And if we just ask someone how they're doing with the sole intent to understand how they're feeling and how they're doing, the conversation can take us places where we can offer support and guidance to individuals to talk about just how they're feeling.
We've been airing I'm Listening, a suicide awareness and prevention program for a number of years now. And Kevin, it really is a topic that's tough to talk about. And even if somebody is ready to talk about it, how to approach it, it's almost like it gets tough again. And how do you talk about a topic that is, you know, I don't want to say taboo, but it is very tough to have that conversation, to get it going?
Brian, I think that's a wonderful question. And it was actually one of the conversations my wife and I, who was a Buffalo public school teacher, she was at dinner with some of her friends, and they had noticed that one of her friends were just struggling. And she just asked how that person was doing. And then the floodgates opened. Now, my wife says all the time that she says, you know, being married to a therapist doesn't make her one. And she said, Kevin, I'm not qualified. And I always tell her, but you're qualified to ask how someone is doing. So the point is, I believe, though, although the topic is taboo, I think the conversation is changing within the community. So I think the world, there's things online, there's apps, there's things that we can do to just talk about it. One thing at Best Self that we always emphasize is having courageous conversations in the leadership, across to our counselors and therapists. Anyone who works with Best Self understands how necessary it is to have those courageous conversations. So although they're difficult, any of us at the inception are more than qualified to check in on another human being.
You know, last weekend was the Out of the Darkness walk at Canalside, and it drew a huge amount of people down there, showing really just how many people are directly or indirectly impacted. And it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I often talk about, we don't want to get too much into the numbers and statistics, because every person that ever sat in front of me, I was talking to that person. So it's really one. If we can change just one person's life, Susan, then we have done very good for our community. So the Out of the Darkness walk is fantastic. All of the community events that we do, we're looking at various communities in Best Self. I think one person told me, it's like everywhere that Best Self can be, we're there, if nothing else, Susan, to start the conversation.
There's also, you know, kind of a growing sentiment that we've been hearing among some people that, and you mentioned, how are you doing, to start that conversation, to be asking it of people all the time, that we're almost maybe asking it too much, that there's a constant attention on how are we doing on mental health, and that it could even stress people out that they're, you know, focusing on being in the perfect mental health all the time. How do you find the balance?
I think the balance is understanding in the continuum of care where mental health is. Mental health is health. If you were choking, I would not say, hey, did too many people ask, are you okay? You would want me to start the Heimlich maneuver. So there is no, it's never a situation where it's too much. Asking how someone is doing, whether it's an open-ended question, like we started this, or just, hey, tell me about your day. So it can never be too much to check in on one person. How often do we hear the stories of, you know, one missed opportunity, or a kid may have started slipping in their schoolwork and one person didn't come and ask that person? I would rather err on the side of caution, and me asking you every single time, and genuine, right? I actually love what I do. I love working for Best Self because I love helping people. I'm going to ask you every time I see you how you're doing, because I don't want to run the risk of missing the one day you need some support from me. So I don't think it's too much to ask and check on our people and see how they're doing. Brian, I just think that we as human beings, we as Buffalonians, especially as Buffalonians, because we're a neighbor of the city of good neighbors, I think it's okay to ask how we're doing, and it can never be too much.
Well, before we leave here, Kevin, how are you doing?
Thank you for asking. I am doing well today.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, helping us shine a light on this. Kevin Beckman, Vice President, Health, Home, and Crisis Interventions with Best Self. Tonight, I'm Listening, the special airs from 7 to 9 right here on WBEN and on the Odyssey app.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.